Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
What's up, everybody? It's Heath. Wait a minute.
It's Mark Whitman and Bully Ray. We beat everybody else, too.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And we're
That's the first time we've said that in a long time.
Yeah, it is. We're live in our Facebook group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With, 96,000 members. About to be a few less. Yeah. I got a few jabronis that only share Roman Reigns posts.
Yeah. I had a guy that called me a Steve Austin. I don't know if I can say the word. You may delete it out, but it'll kind of fit in with what we're going to talk about here later. He used a derogatory term for the male sexual organ.
Yeah.
Said I was a Steve Austin D-rider.
In this group?
Yeah, and I just responded to him. Nobody's called me that in a long time.
What?
I don't even know what to, like.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not on Facebook as much anymore. I have the groups app and the page app. But I took regular Facebook app off my phone and Twitter too.
Nice.
I don't want to, when I die, I'm not going to say, boy, I wish I'd have scrolled Facebook more.
Yeah, I wish I'd have spent more time looking to see what somebody had for lunch today.
Right. So that's been cool. So I was
off, as you know, for like a year.
Yeah.
And basically only came back to help you because this got so.
Yeah, big.
So big. That and that's the only reason I came back to Facebook.
But the short fuse in the group. I just don't put it, you know, if your first post is something negative, like not just saying this guy's terrible, but everybody who thinks he's good is a moron, you're gone. I just don't have time for that.
Yeah.
There's a million other Facebook groups. We've said this all this before. Mark, all the fans want to know. I've gotten cards. I've gotten letters. I got a bag full of stuff. Fan mail.
Uh-huh.
Not for me, but for you.
They love me.
They do. The fans love you, and they tolerate me, and they know I'm just a button-pushing monkey. But
I think they don't mind hearing you interview other people, but what the people want to hear is you interview me.
Yes.
And that is what we do every week.
That's right. So what I want to ask you is, how you been doing? You were just sharing with me some life changes you made. So we're sharing this because we want you to know this. At the core of what this show is, it's about our lives.
Right.
It's about who we are. It's about a friendship forged in fire, a friendship forged in destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're listening out there, and I really feel that what Mark's about to share is going to change your life.
I don't know about that.
But I think it's going to be a great encouragement.
I quit smoking.
Yes.
And like we had – I've tried to quit before, as you know, and just failed spectacularly every time. But
right.
I can tell you that we just over 4 months now I have been smoke free. It was my goal. Yesterday was my birthday.
Right.
By the way, thank you for lunch. Heath took me out for lunch today. Yeah. Bought me a pizza, some garlic bread, a nice unsweetened tea because yeah. I've also cut sugar out of my diet.
Yeah.
Dropped 18 pounds.
Yeah.
Still got about, you know. 80 or 90
more.
Yeah, I still got about 6 or 7 more pounds to lose, and I'll be at my target weight. But I have dropped 18 pounds last month from just cutting sugar out of my diet, basically.
Yeah.
Not in all of it. I've tried to cut it out in all of its forms, and I did for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I ate almost zero carbs for 2 weeks.
Right.
Just to get it kickstarted. But now it's just about moderation. And, like, I had pizza today, but – like, I won't eat like that again for a few weeks.
Right. When we're together, we splurge a little bit.
Right. I mean, it's every 2 weeks.
It's,
and there's nothing wrong with that, but I shouldn't be eating like that every day.
So just so you know, if you are, if you're watching this live in the group, we're about 6 feet. We're about a Heath and a half from the computer. I cannot see your comments. So if we don't respond now, we'll try to answer your questions later. We're not being stuck up.
I am.
Marcus, but tell them about this app.
And then I quit smoking. Yeah, I use the smoke-free app is what it's called. And it was great. I mean, it's a visual reminder every day. I've saved $800 by not smoking. I have not smoked 3,078 cigarettes.
I cannot imagine.
Yeah, I've regained a month of life and got freed up 10 days that I would 10 days that you would spend smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
A month. It's hard to, but if you think back about it, like when you and I would go do a show, how many times a day would I walk outside and smoke a cigarette?
Yeah.
And it'd be outside 10 minutes. I mean, not doing that. I don't cough as much anymore.
There's still going to be times we just need to get out of the room.
Yeah, yeah. I'll still pretend to smoke. Nobody needs to know that I've quit. Benjamin Jackson texted me this morning that he'd been missing me.
Yeah.
He tweeted me.
So
thanks for that.
But it's not just smoking. It's a lot of other things that you've made some lifestyle changes.
Have a.
Yeah.
I got saved.
You're saving money. But you quit drinking and
yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's yeah.
Except yeah.
But that was like the sugar thing.
Right.
It was cool cuz actually I didn't even tell you that what.
I'm just laughing at you. What? I got saved. You
know? Like at work, I went and did we do what we call biometrics screening right. Once a year. So you go in, they do your blood sugar, they do your waist circumference, your weight versus height ratio, your BMI. I'm trying to think what else they do. Oh, good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. They check all this stuff. Anyway, there were five different categories. My waist circumference obviously is not where it should be, mm-hmm. but for the other four categories, everything had improved, and my company gave me $800 for improving all those things over the last year.
Wow.
My good cholesterol was up. My bad cholesterol was down. My blood sugar was back under control for the most part. It's still a little high, but, I mean, that's to be expected.
You're doing this keto deal. Mm-hmm. I would recommend to you, have you ever had Bulletproof coffee?
I have heard of it, but I haven't had it.
All it is coffee mm-hmm. and unsalted Irish butter, which uh-huh. is like, what that happened? Mm-hmm. And coconut oil.
I actually have MTC oil, which is
yeah, same.
All the good stuff that's in coconut oil is basically it is that oil. So I have that in its pure form.
Yes, and I've had that.
I put it in my protein shake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, you blend all that with your coffee, and then sometimes I'll add some stevia or whatever. And it has a different flavor to it, but on the mornings that I've drunk that, like, you kind of, not a buzz, but you...
No, that MCT oil is like, it tricks your mind into thinking that it got an adrenaline or an energy boost.
Yeah, right.
Basically is what it does. That stuff's great, man, but you have to be careful. It'll give you the runs.
Yes, it will. Same thing with coconut oil. Right. Yeah.
So that's because it's the same yeah. stuff. But, yeah, your body can only tolerate like a tablespoon of it.
Right.
And it doesn't know, it can't process it, but in small amounts. So if you put more in your body.
Yeah.
Then you can process in a day, then you will expel it out. Apparently, I haven't had it happen to me yet, yeah. but everything I've said, like you will get, and it's like, hey, you got to go right now.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I've noticed like the mornings that I have drank Bulletproof coffee around lunchtime, it's go time.
It's go time.
It's go time.
It's go time.
So I just got back. I just spent, you're listening to this probably either Tuesday afternoon, August the 8th or Wednesday, August the 9th, we're trying to get this episode out because we're going to talk about something that just happened over the weekend. And over the weekend, I was at the Scenic City Invitational in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's a two-day tournament. This is the third year of it. Really some, I would say, I can think of Anthony Henry and Matt Riddle have both been a part of this tournament, and it has been part of the reason they both have kind of – gotten to another level in independent wrestling. Matt Riddle was the tournament winner this year. He was involved in a match with Gunnar Miller in the second round, who Gunnar Miller from Chattanooga. The best match I've seen in a long time. By far the best I think it was under 10 minutes. It was just great, man. It was just a well-booked, well performed match. And in that tournament format, here's the defending champion, the hometown guy, against the one of the favorites. It was great, man. It was good to see two grown men wrestle, two guys who look the part, two guys who – there's a lot of wrestlers you see, and it's like, hey, man, it's good to see you. There's some wrestlers just like, can I – I'm going to go buy a T-shirt from this guy, but is it okay if I just say hello? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it was a really good weekend. Good to get away with some friends, and we all regretted that Mark couldn't be there with us. He was holding down holding down things at home. But in a lot of ways, it reignited a passion for wrestling.
Uh-huh.
Not. I didn't watch Raw last night.
I keep hoping that's going to happen for me.
Yeah.
Something. And I think,
you know, you and I have talked about just getting to more shows, just getting to more independent shows. And, like, that's how I want to support wrestling. Now, they just added a bunch of stuff to the network. One of the things I will commend to you to go watch, they added they've added a lot of world class, including the period of time when David Von Erich passed away. So there's a great episode where Bill Mercer comes on and announces that he's passed away. And then the week after that, I guess this would have been 84, there's a whole hour-long tribute. And it's really cool to see Harley Race cut a promo on David Von Erich. Michael Hayes cut a promo. And the brilliance of these men to cut a promo that's heartfelt, that gets across their respect for Dave Von Erich, but stay who they are. Right. To still keep up a certain, because Michael Hayes is like, man, Dave Von Erich, great guy, great competitor, one of the toughest competitors, but it ain't ever going to be over between us and the Von Erichs. And it's like, that's wrestling.
Right.
That's wrestling.
It is.
We're always
there
saying
there was a guy, yeah. And I wish I knew his name because I just can't remember it right now because it just popped into my head. But he wrestled in the Tennessee territory around Memphis, and God, it seemed like he might have been in a feud with Ron Wright, but I could be wrong because I just can't remember his name. But anyway, he got killed in a car wreck, and he was the heel. And they announced that he would not be there that night because he got killed in a car wreck and the people in the crowd applauded.
Wow.
That's how much heat he had.
Wow.
They cheered when they found out he was dead.
Wow.
Yeah. And that really happened.
Wow.
But that was wrestling back in the 60s and the 70s.
So. Well, even when you posted this video, I think, in our patrons group, when Andy Kaufman died, mm-hmm. the promo Jerry Lawler cut.
Right.
That did the same thing that, you know, and that takes talent.
Yep.
It takes talent.
There's a lot of guys that can work a match. We talked about this in our patrons group. They can work a match, but they can't, and they can work a gimmick table.
Yes.
But they can't work a crowd.
Yes. Yeah.
They can work one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And they can make everybody think they're their friends, and they're good at that. And they make their, and I'm not begrudging anybody that. Do what you got to do to get paid.
Yeah.
But they can't work a crowd and make them all love them or hate them. They may be able to get them to cheer them.
Yeah.
But they can't work a crowd like Michael Hayes, who could get somebody to pull a gun on him because they thought he really blinded the junkyard dog.
Right. 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 Go to a wrestling show, and while a match is going on in the ring, look around the crowd. How many people are on their phones? I'm not talking about videoing.
Right.
How many people are on their phones? Mm-hmm. I caught myself the other night. There was a point in the match. I looked down. I missed the finish.
Mm-hmm.
But then that Matt Riddle, Gunnar Miller match, my phone stayed in my pocket.
Right.
Those guys, when I saw, that's the third match, when I saw where it was and I knew it was coming, I already got my snack. I've been to the bathroom. I've been to the gimmick table. I'm not missing
a snack.
Yeah.
Did you get 2 bags of popcorn?
No, I got 2 brownies though.
Hey,
no. It was great. But it was good. I mean, it's just different. We talked about, like you said, guys work. No one knows how to work a crowd anymore.
Right.
In the final match the other night, a young man who you and
Boomer
I.
Boomer Payne can work a crowd.
Boomer Payne, probably, as he's gotten older, works a completely different style. And it's probably something, it's definitely something he had to learn.
Yeah.
Works a crowd brilliantly. Mm-hmm. Works a crowd brilliantly and has earned every boo he gets.
Right.
But again, this young man, something happened. He flips off the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And there's heat. I mean, there's. And then within a minute, he was getting ready to do a dive or something. And he's kind of doing asking the crowd to get behind him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That is the little things like that. Because that tells me that you, yes, you can do all the moves. You can lay out a match. You can remember the sequences of the spots that you're going to do. You have good athletic talent. When you go to kick somebody, you really kick them, which you need to learn how to, you know, not kick people in the head.
Mm-hmm.
But
it wasn't me that said it. Somebody else said it. I don't remember who it was. It might have been Bret Hart. Back in the day, everybody thought it was real, and it wasn't. Now it is, and nobody believes it.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have done away with the chair shot to the head.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, we're dropping people on their heads from the ladder through a table.
And you hit somebody across the arm and shatter his elbow.
Yeah. Yep. But if you hit a guy across the back, the fat part of the back, and then we're kicking each other in the head.
Yeah.
There was one guy... every time somebody would go to kick him in the head, he was getting his left arm up. And the first time he did it, I was like, and then the second time he did it, I was like, oh, he wants to live a long, healthy life.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't want to get kicked in the head. I can't blame him.
Right. And just to me, we're going to do the episode we're going to record after this. We're going to talk about finishers. And to me, a kick to the head used to be a one-time thing, finisher.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like kick them 10
times.
Matter
of fact, when Randy Orton used to kick somebody in the head, they'd lay him up for a month.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
But they work their gimmick tables now. I mean, that's, you know.
Yes, it's.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Doing what you got to do to get your paper.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, if you definitely want to join our patrons group.
Oh, I was actually talking about getting to Joey Ryan, but there you go ahead with that.
Segway. Sorry, I missed the segue.
That's even better.
So go to patreon.com/doubledropkick. There's a link in it in the show notes. For $1 a month, okay, you can give $1, $5, $10. You can give more if you want to. For $1 a month, you get into a patrons-only group, where we just recorded a live episode today. Every time we get together, we record a live patrons-only episode. Today made some really exciting announcements just to say thank you to some of our patrons. If you give, and that's $1 a month, as long as you're paying that $1 a month, you're in the group. You can give $5 a month. If you give $10 a month, that's a monthly thing. You give $10, you get an autographed picture. Of a wrestler, not of us. Although those are coming. Yeah, we got a great picture of us.
We
now.
Do got some good pictures.
We got some. Listen, I don't know if anybody's told you, Mark, you're photogenic.
Oh, I know. I'm aware.
Yeah, the camera always adds 50 pounds for me, and they use three cameras.
It's too bad it doesn't add like 6 inches of height for you.
Well, that's true. But you know what? Let's just be honest. All right, if I wasn't my physical stature and your physical stature, this whole gimmick wouldn't even work.
That's true, because people recognize us when we're together.
Right. And when they see, like, there was one point this weekend, somebody saw me and was like, where's Mark?
Really?
Like, they were looking for you. Oh, who was that? Dang it. It was somebody
at
the Scenic City Invitational. They're like, hey, you're Double Drive. Yeah, that's right. I'm me. I don't think I even got his name. I just said, hey, thanks for listening. I think I blew him. I got probably got heat with him.
Probably. You didn't shake his hand.
Didn't shake his hand. Got heat with him. So that's patreon.com.
Yeah, and if you want to know what we're talking about, you can be a patron and listen to this week's episode, and you'll get that joke.
Yeah, so patron, the patrons group is unfiltered things we wouldn't say in public. It's behind the scenes a lot of stuff. And that's worth a dollar a month by far. Because it's like, what do y'all really think about this guy? Become a patron. So let's talk about over the weekend. I don't know where the show was. I'm sorry, I don't know all the details. Mick Foley was involved in a spot with Joey Ryan. The spot that Joey Ryan has become famous for, the penis spot. Uh-huh. Can we call it that? That sounds awkward. Let's just call it that.
Well, you know what most people call it.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
All right.
Let's call it the Mark spot.
Okay. The Mark spot. So, Joey Ryan and Mick Foley are in the ring, and Joey Ryan goes to do something, but he jumps, and Mick Foley goes to give him Socko, give him the mandible claw, gets him in the crotch. On his penis,
his dangling,
his wanker,
his tallywhacker, whatever you want.
His Johnson member,
little Joey,
his mark,
his mark, right on his Richard cranium.
So he does that. Crowd goes crazy. Security comes in to kind of separate it. They can't separate it. Joey flexes, sends all the security men flying, and then gives Mick Foley the flip. Mm-hmm. And you and I both said, that's the point where we both popped, because mm-hmm. Mick Foley takes a flip bump.
Right. Mick Foley, the last time we saw Mick Foley in Greenville, he couldn't shake hands. He was hurting so bad.
Yeah.
Either that or that's just what he's saying. I think right. What he was getting at was people come up and try to rip his arm out of socket.
Yeah.
And it hurts him. So he just would fist bump everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, he was cool. It wasn't like he was being.
Oh, he was great, man. Super nice.
But he just fist bumped because he said people come up and just like try to rip his arm out of socket.
Yeah.
And it hurts him. And to see him like take a bump was cool.
Yeah,
I thought when you said that, that was my exact thought too. All the other crap aside, Mick Foley took a bump, man.
Yes, in 2017.
You know,
a bump he didn't have to take.
Foley was like on the untouchables list for a while. He couldn't do anything.
Yeah,
because he was in such bad shape.
Yeah,
and he took a bump, man.
Yeah, and it made me feel good because like,
and not a flat back bump, not an easy bump. Mick Foley cut a flip.
Yeah.
Mick Foley cut a flip.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of the same, similar to what you take on a snapmare.
Yeah.
But he landed. He landed.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. Doesn't matter how he landed, he landed.
Yeah, he landed hard, too.
And I teared up.
Right.
I teared up watching that. And the whole point of this post was that somebody sent the thing to Jim Cornette.
Obviously. Couldn't wait. To hear what Cornette.
Why does everybody tattletale to Jim Cornette?
Because Jim Cornette will say it. Jim Cornette will. They just want to watch him flip out.
Right.
That's his gimmick, man. He's got his own gimmick. He's working too.
Yes.
I get it. He probably doesn't like it. I know it's not his thing. But Joey Ryan posted a thing the next day that said every time I log on the internet and I see somebody talking about me, this is what I think, and it's a picture of Donald Duck walking around counting money.
Right, right, right.
Because all he's doing is giving him more publicity.
Yeah, yeah, the more.
And I liked Joey Ryan from the time he was on Gut Check on TNA.
Yeah.
Is that spot something that, is it my favorite thing in the world? No.
No.
It doesn't fit with what I think wrestling should be or how I got. But Joey Ryan, here's my question. Did he get paid?
Yeah.
Did Mick Foley get paid? Then what's the difference between them doing what they got to do to get paid and me doing what I got to do to get paid?
Yeah, right.
And you doing what you got to do to get paid.
Yeah.
What's the difference, man?
Yeah.
They went out. They had an whether they're independent contractors. That night they had an employer. That employer said, "Here's what I want you to do."
Yeah.
And they said, "Is the money in the bank?" Okay.
Yeah.
It's no different than somebody doing a job for somebody or whatever. They did what they were told to do.
You talked earlier about with your employer, you were leaving some money on the table.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you said, wait a minute, you guys will pay me to do this? And it don't take me but 10 minutes?
Right. Why wouldn't I do it?
Yeah.
You know, why wouldn't I do that? Buddy of mine had this discussion at work because he would do the same thing I did. And we were like, wow. I mean, when you look at it over a day, it's not that big a deal. But when you just smoking, you look at smoking for the day, it's not that big a deal. But when you add it up, you realize, man, I'm spending $2,500 a year buying cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's a slap in the face. And then you realize little things, I'm leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
So you start doing that thing, and it's something that they're willing to pay you to do.
Yeah.
So why not do it?
Yeah.
And it takes 15 minutes of your day.
Brutal Bob Evans. We went to a seminar that he did on Saturday. Great. If you have an opportunity to do a seminar with him, the seminar was 4 hours long. He even went above and beyond that. Super nice guy. But he talked about, he's like, for a wrestler, most of the time if you go to the flea market, you got to pay for the table.
Uh-huh.
It's like a wrestler, you're getting paid to go to the show, and they're going to give you a table for free. Why wouldn't you sell stuff? And he talked about, he goes around to if he's in a Dollar Tree or Dollar General and he sees WWE figures on sale, he buys them and then goes makes money on them at the shows.
George South does the same thing. You ever see George South bought them books when they put them at Walmart and Dollar General when it come out a couple of years
Wrestling
ago?
With God, yeah.
And it had his little story in there.
Yeah.
And he bought them all. He told me. It's like those books were a dollar a piece. He said he bought them for a dollar a piece. He sells them for 10 and he autographs it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said he sold every one of them.
Right. Right, that's brilliant,
yeah.
And that's just the mindset of. I mean, that's not just in wrestling; that's in life. That's the difference between an artist who's going to make their own CDs and go out and hustle and sell. It's a hustle,
right? It is.
Are you going to hustle
that's
or are you not going to hustle?
James Drake, the Ugly Ducklings, Rob Killjoy. That's why I got so much respect for those guys, because they have a hustle, and people can knock them.
Yeah.
And people can say what they want to say about those guys, but they got more hustle than you do.
Yeah.
And that's why they get bookings.
Yeah. Yeah. You and I were recently at
not that they're better workers in the ring than everybody, even though arguably they are.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal in-ring workers. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But they have a hustle about them where they think about how to get themselves booked. They hop in cars. They drive up to New Jersey for a booking.
Yeah.
You know, they have a hustle about them that most people don't have, and that's why they're making money.
Right.
And that's why they're succeeding.
Yeah. When we were at a couple of weeks ago, APW show in Chester, South Carolina, you and I did the commentary for. It was the owner got there. Two of the younger wrestlers got there. You and I were there. So we were some of the first five people. And then there was a wrestler there named Big Country. Uh-huh. Big Country gets there. He brought his own table.
Uh-huh.
And before anybody was even at that building, he had his table set up. And that, so my respect for Big Country went up because there wasn't a lot of merch room.
No.
And he brought his own table and he took up some room.
Uh-huh.
And he's a big boy.
Right.
And he basically, first come, first serve, he took that space. And some of the other guys that got there later were trying to squeeze in to get their merch space.
Yeah, there was one guy who's kind of a bigger name around here that I had to give him some space because he was going to put his stuff down where you sit. And I said, that's not going to work. This is our table. We bought it. We brought our own table so we wouldn't take one of y'all's.
Yeah.
But during intermission, I'm more than willing to let you use our table.
Right, right, right. And he was cool about it, you know.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. I talked to him in the parking lot for a little while.
Yeah.
Really, really nice guy.
Yeah.
And he's a pretty big name around here anyway.
There we go. We lost power there for a second.
Yeah.
Are we still live? Let's see what questions we got. Hi, my name is Roshan Solanki.
Happy as I can be for you, buddy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Congratulations. So anyway, back to Mick Foley and Joey Ryan. So Jim Cornette won't say anything bad really about Foley. I would prefer if he didn't.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's a shame when real stars have to stoop down and do that.
Right.
Because, you know, two weeks ago it was, I hope their children die in horrible house fires.
Yeah.
But he ain't going to say that about Foley.
No.
Because if Foley buries Cornette, he'll stay buried.
Yes. Yes.
Joey Ryan, Kenny Omega, those guys, they can knock Cornette, the young buck, because the two fans are opposite.
Yeah, right.
The people that are follow one or follow the other, but if Foley buries Cornette, he'll stay buried.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's very true. Very true. And they're both going to be at WrestleCade this year. Be interesting to see this is brought up.
I don't think it will be. Even, are we going? Foley even talked about it before he did it.
Yeah.
He's like, this may cost me my friendship with Jim Cornette, but I did it anyway.
And I love what Foley said. He said everybody in the crowd was smiling.
I think what he meant when he said this may cost me my friendship with Cornette was probably his way of saying, not that I think he'll stop being my friend because I did it, but I will stop being his friend when he says what he's probably going to say about me doing it.
Right.
That's the way I read it.
No, yes. 100% agree. 100% agree. Are we going to WrestleCade? Have we talked about this?
I have. As it stands, I mean, I've got the same deal I always do. I have to work Saturday. But we may be off.
Right.
So it's kind of a I don't know until a few weeks out whether I'm going to be off or not.
Yeah. And
I would love to go.
I would love to go, too. And
because we haven't done anything. Like, we haven't done an out-of-town trip since the Fan Fest last.
Because I'm going to be honest. I've looked at who's going to be there, and I've looked at how much it cost for the meet and greet. And I would rather us, we've talked about this before, but us get a table. Because really, like I said, there's really nobody there that, I mean, $50 to meet some, you know.
Really?
Yes.
Who's charging $50 to meet him now?
Just a lot. I mean, it was a lot more than I thought it would be.
These guys are going to price themselves out of business here.
Like Kevin Nash is doing a big-time show. I think it's $50 to get a picture with him. And then it's $50 if you want to autograph with him. Like, that's the thing. So can I just well, I don't want to mention a great deal that you could get. I just don't want to do that at this time. So anyway, so that would be fun to – that'd be fun to go to, but I'd love to get a table, and then me and you can just kind of sit there and talk to people that's come by and do what we do. That's promote the Double Dropkick Show, do some live podcasts there, or who knows. Yeah. And we wouldn't pay the cost of getting a table, wouldn't be a lot more than what you and I would pay for admission. So, well, we'll look at that. Maybe when we're done recording this episode, we'll and always a good time up there. Good time. Get a little promotion.
Get a little promotion.
But yeah, just seeing Mick Foley in that situation, it was great, man. Like I said, it was like, man, because I never thought he would do that again, get to do that again.
No, it's good stuff, man. And they got to do what they got to do to get paid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Joey Ryan probably added a zero to the end of most of his paychecks when that spot went viral.
Right.
So I can't hate him for that.
Right, right.
He's trying to make a living just like everybody else. Yeah, it ain't my cup of tea, but it's just like everything. I'm too old to sit around and worry about, oh, I don't agree with this or I don't agree with that. I don't care.
Right.
It's not my business, man.
Yeah.
It's his business.
Yeah.
It's his business.
It's a business.
It is a business.
Yeah.
It is not real. It's a business.
Yeah.
And the sooner you realize it's a business and start getting about the business of making money, the more happier you'll be in it.
But if you're a wrestler listening to this, a young up-and-coming wrestler.
Don't do the dick spot. Just, you know.
Right. Find
something that makes you unique.
Yeah, Bob Evans said, find one thing that nobody else can do that you can do and do it. And what I would encourage you to do is what nobody's doing now. And that
be
is
a patron of the Double Drop.
Well, we have some.
We got patrons. I'm just kidding.
But and I would even say, if you even, this is gonna sound weird. Even if you got to go out and you got to be in a theater, in a play, okay? So when you got to memorize lines, but you're interacting with the audience. That's what guys need to, people need to learn how to interact with an audience. And it's more than just getting a clap going. It is, how do you truly connect on a, for lack of a better term, a spiritual level with the people in the crowd? Because they've come and they want to cheer for you. And to be honest, most fans today want an interaction with you. Mm-hmm. Okay, they'll pay for that. Mm-hmm. They'll pay to get a picture or whatever and do that. But when you're in that ring, grab the attention. Grab Joey Ryan. But
it's like I told my friend, I'll say his name because I don't think he'll care, Joshua Gillespie. We were kind of talking about some things. Kind of going some different directions with his stuff, and he was talking about Daniel Bryan does this thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, man, stop.
Yeah.
And don't be the next anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Be the first you.
Right.
That's what it's all about. And Joey Ryan's the first Joey Ryan.
And we're probably always the only. I mean.
Yeah.
Be the only Joey Ryan. And all I know is, before he did that, he wasn't on Lucha Underground. He did that, got on Lucha Underground.
You know, hey, man, do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of guys that would trade checks with.
There's a lot of guys that'll sit around and say, he's killing the business, but would love to get a pop like he got, would love to get a payday like he got for doing that. They'd trade places with him tomorrow.
Yeah, but look at
you. I put a bullet
in
the back of the business's head to trade places with Joey Ryan.
Right, right. So, listen.
I put the business on its knees and shoot it in the back of the head execution style to have Mick Foley's money.
You know what? The first time I saw Joey Ryan on TNA, you know the first thing that caught my attention is that he didn't shave his chest.
He's sleazy looking. That's the first thing I thought. Man,
yeah.
That guy's kind of sleazy looking. And then I watched him, and, oh, he acts sleazy, too. Like, I liked him from day one.
Yeah, because he was different.
He was different. He did something different. I've always liked Joey Ryan.
Yep. And you know what? He also looks like he's taking a shower.
Uh-huh.
He's washed his gear, and he's eating something.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not a little guy.
And he tanned.
Yeah.
Like, this is...
Yeah, he looks like he takes himself seriously as a worker. He, like, he's got nice gear. It doesn't have holes in it or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying. I want to be careful how I say this.
I don't say it. Whisper it in my ear, and I'll say it.
I don't care if a wrestler goes to the gym or not. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kevin Owens. I don't know if he goes to the gym or not. I don't care. But if you can't afford a gym membership, maybe you don't need to be a wrestler. You know what I mean? If you look that way, if you look a certain way because you can't afford a sandwich, maybe you got your life priorities out of whack.
Yeah, I agree. I mean.
Like, if your hair looks bad because you couldn't afford great clips, I'm just being honest, okay? Yeah. Because if you walk out of the curtain, all right, And I, Heath Mulligan, have been to the gym more times this month than you have, because I'm trying to lose weight and I'm trying to get in shape and I'm trying to add muscle, and you're not. Then why would I care about you?
Right.
You know?
I agree.
Make me care. Mark makes me care. Dude. Mark comes here, and I know that somewhere along the way, he watched 200 hours of shoot interviews to prepare for a career in broadcast journalism. He's watched, he's paid for, he's traded tapes with losers all around the world. Sorry, I use that term loosely. He's traded tapes with everybody. He's watched every significant wrestling match of the past 40 years.
probably true. If it's available, I have seen it, probably.
Right. You put in the time. Okay? He's a fan. We're fans. So if you can't put in the time,
why should I?
We've probably spent more money on gear as broadcasters as some of these guys spent on their actual wrestling gear.
You have.
Yeah.
You spent more money.
You spent more money on this thermos.
Yeah. We got talking about some things earlier, and he goes, wait a minute. Why? Why am I paying for?
But make us care. That's all we ask.
And you don't even have to make me care. I care about different stuff.
Yeah.
Like wrestling. I don't really care about new wrestling anymore. I mean, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
It's not my thing. You were talking about this everyman.
Yeah.
The stuff earlier, and I just, that's not for me. It's hard for me. Listen, I mean, I don't say nobody's name because we know people that know them and stuff like that. But when I see a guy that's 5'6" and weighs 135 pounds, and I'm supposed to believe he's the baddest dude walking in the door, I know it ain't true.
Right.
I just know it ain't true.
Yeah.
That's not to say that a guy that's that size can't whoop some tail.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. He definitely can. I understand. Conor McGregor ain't that big. Floyd Mayweather ain't that big. That don't mean they can't whoop somebody. But if you could whoop somebody, you'd be doing MMA, not professional wrestling at this point. Because most of the guys that are legitimately tough go into MMA now.
Right. No, yeah, you're right.
If you wanted to be an MMA, if your gimmick is being an MMA guy and you ain't never had an MMA fight, please stop trying to convince me that you're an MMA guy. That's all I'm saying, because you're not. If you were an MMA guy, you'd be doing MMA.
Right. And Matt Riddle, the reason he's not doing MMA is there are certain things he likes to do that MMA does not afford him to do.
Difference.
Yes, that's a big difference.
He did MMA.
Right.
So he can be MMA guy.
Yeah.
Because he did MMA. As you said, they just won't let him recreationally do some of the things that he enjoys doing. So he went the pro wrestling route. What I'm saying is there are guys that I can think of that have an MMA gimmick that ain't never had an MMA fight.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar can have that gimmick.
Yeah. Yeah.
He actually had a few fights.
That's why I love Brock Lesnar.
You ain't never been in a street fight. You ain't never been in a bar fight. You ain't never been in a sanctioned fight. And I'm supposed to believe that you're this great MMA fighter.
Listen, a lot of these guys ain't even had an argument with their mother.
Or their sister.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I've said it before, and listen, Matt Riddle's the real deal.
Yeah, man.
He is the real deal. He looks it. He acts it. The most surprising thing of the whole SCI weekend, okay, the most surprising thing, all right, I knew who was going to be there, and then we always look for DVDs and stuff that you can't find other places sometimes. So I had a certain amount of money set aside. I'm going to try to get. I like autographs, so and Matt Riddle was number one on my list, and I was prepared to pay $20 for a signed picture and to get a picture with him. So I go up to his wife. I said, "Hey, man, how much is a signed picture?" $5. Five flipping dollars. That was the biggest shock of the weekend. Right. I wanted to say to him, like, brother, I'll give you 20. Now he's making his money on his shirts. So maybe that's another deal. Maybe he's making enough money off his shirts that he didn't have to charge $20 for a signed picture.
Right.
But I was willing to, because I believe Matt Riddle. Mm-hmm. And when I pay $5 for an autographed picture, one day I'll be like, yeah, dude, possibly this guy's WWE Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. And I got it when it was $5. And I'm telling you, man.
I hope he decides to go the WWE route. And then again, I thought maybe he should go to Japan, and maybe he'll be back in Japan. You know what I mean? Like that.
Oh my goodness.
Some people like that's better for them.
You know? The Japan crowd. Oh my goodness. At this point in wrestling, let's talk about this. You got American WWE fans that crap on everything. Why wouldn't he go to Japan?
Yeah. They're not going to use him right in WWE.
Correct.
They're not going to use him right.
Right.
The best thing you can do is what Cody Rhodes did. Go to WWE for a couple of years, get some notoriety, and then go to Japan. Or do like Kenny Omega is going to do, go and make your notoriety in Japan and then go to WWE. Or what Nakamura is doing. There's a reason that they didn't beat Nakamura in Japan
mm-hmm.
before he left.
Yeah.
It's because they know that he's going to do the Great Muta thing.
Right.
He's coming over here. He's going to work a couple of years. And when he goes back to Japan, he'll be a legend in Japan.
Yeah.
And he'll be the world champion over there.
Oh, yeah. And it'll take.
And he'll probably start his own promotion like most of those legends do.
Right. No. That's true. That's true. I like what's going on. One of the things I really like about Japan, I don't know how, I guess they've been doing this for a while, but they do the postcard. I guess after every match, they have it set up and guys go back there and do like a press conference. Mm-hmm. And that's been some of the great stuff. I mean, there's a lot of profanity. The other night, Juice Robinson beat Kenny Omega. Mm-hmm. And he goes back there and he's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, what just happened? He said, I just beat one of the two best wrestlers in the world. If Okada's right here, Omega, and I just beat him. I just beat him. You can say I got lucky. Sometimes you need – and it was just like in this moment, he put himself over because he beat him. And it was a big – because he beat the number two wrestler in the world. But then in my eyes, like, he put Kenny Omega even – and I'm like, that's what a promo – it was great, man. And he was so genuinely – he was almost overcome. He couldn't hardly talk. And it was like WWE said he wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
WWE tried to make him Baywatch gimmick.
Who is this?
He was CJ Parker.
Oh, okay.
But Juice Robinson – and we saw him at – saw him in Atlanta Ring of Honor, and he's one of those guys, man. He's 6'5 and got 15-inch dreadlocks.
Okay.
And he's
– Is that the Moonchild guy, the hippie guy?
Might be.
Yeah.
He's had some good – but, I mean, he's had some good matches and, like, didn't make it in WWE, but is huge in Japan. Huge in Japan. And we're big in Japan, too. I don't know if you know that. Do you know that? We've got listeners in Japan. We got listeners all over the world. All over the world. We're waiting on Antarctica. Antarctica is the only continent we don't have listeners on.
We got to fix that.
I have thought about, okay, I spent about an hour one day. This is no joke. Can you book a flight to Antarctica? I'm being serious.
I don't think that you can.
How do you get to Antarctica to go down there and to just do one download? Just go down there, download it in Antarctica, just to say,
hey,
we're the eighth wonder of the world, baby.
On all seven continents.
All seven continents. So let me just say this, okay?
If you know somebody.
Yeah, let's put it out there.
That knows somebody who works at one of those outposts
yes.
in Antarctica or works on one of the cruise ships that goes to Antarctica.
Yes.
Get in touch with us. Let us know who they are. That way we can get in touch with them and ask them to download our show just one time when they're down there.
Just one time. That's all we need.
Right.
One time. And where can they go to download us, Mark?
DoubleDropKick.com.
That's right. iTunes.
Or iTunes and Stitcher.
Google Play, Android. We're on every platform except Antarctica.
If you're not listening to us, it's your fault.
And let me just tell you, if you're in Antarctica, you need the Double Dropkick Show.
Boy, you ain't lying. You need something to keep you warm at night.
You know, Mark's got this app that tells him how much money he saved not smoking. I got an app right here, and it says that 9 out of 10 doctors agree if you are in Antarctica, you need a Double Dropkick Show. It's right there. I mean, it is a proven scientific fact. They've done the research. I mean, who am I to argue with the research, Mark?
Yeah, who are you?
9 out of 10. The 10th guy
Jabroni.
Was Jim Cornette.
Okay. The 10th guy was Jeff Jabroni.
Didn't we used to have a Jeff Jabroni? Yeah. That's just a random name. Hey, we're also on Twitter. I'm at Heath Mulliken.
I'm at the DDK Show.
And you need to join. If you're listening to this on the audio, we're actually broadcasting live right now, or at least I think we are, in our Facebook group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With, 96,000 people.
We only had two comments, so maybe not.
Yeah, and it was that dude. He's probably going to get blocked. I don't know. He seems like if you join the group just to share your cat videos, yeah, you're not going to last long.
I'm not seeing the ones with that girl and guy in the kitchen anymore.
That was in every group. I mean, that was...
It must have been some serious virus right there.
Yeah, brother. But DoubleDropKick.com is where you can keep up with everything. What else was I going to say?
I don't know. Probably going to tell everybody how great I was.
Happy birthday, Mark. Thanks. May you have many, many more.
Thanks.
And
appreciate that.
I care so much about you. Fed you a 5,000 calorie lunch with carbs and juice and so thanks everybody for listening. We're back. The hiatus is officially over, and it's great to be back. Thanks for all your support. Thanks for staying with us. We're chugging along toward 200 episodes. But as always, for the Double Dropkick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken
and I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.